I'm Jean Burns in the Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge Newsroom. A bill that would ban nitrogen hypoxia gas as a death penalty method advanced out of a Senate committee yesterday. Representatives from a coalition of Jewish organizations, Jews Against Gassing, spoke before the committee and held a rally on the Capitol steps. Holocaust scholar and Loyola professor Naomi Yavnikloz says the group holds no opinion on the death penalty, but is strongly opposed to the method used by Nazis.
Justice and the public good are not served by resorting to the cruel and inhuman tactics of an authoritarian and anti-Semitic regime.
Today marks 100 days in office for Governor Jeff Landry, and he has yet to take his foot off the gas. Brooke Thorington has more.
The reason Jeff Landry looks like he's off to a fast start is because Jeff Landry wanted to have a fast start.
LawPolitics.com publisher Jeremy Alford says Landry has already had two special sessions where he set the agenda and his bills have sailed through with a Republican-controlled legislature.
All of these pieces are starting to come together pretty quickly, and to me, it spells a pretty dramatic overhaul of what we know as state government.
He says Landry's next big test is if he'll get lawmakers to agree to a constitutional convention.
His first 100 days coincide with an incredibly strong honeymoon period, and all honeymoon periods come to an end.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Suspended LSU running back Trey Holly pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to a felony gun charge that he faces from a shooting that wounded two people in Farmerville February 15th. Holly's attorney, Mike Small, expects his client will be cleared.
I'm very confident, based upon the interviews I've had with my client, that he will be exonerated. I feel very strongly about that.
Holly posted on social media days after the shooting that he was not involved in the shooting at all, and he is 100% innocent. I'm Jean Burns, Talk 107.3 Baton Rouge.